Okay, so some people are wanting to hear what Windows 8 sounds like. I do apologize. This is going to record, because I'm not very audio savvy, this is going to just record with my iPhone 3GS's built-in microphone, but let's just start up Narrator and see what it sounds like. Got my laptop here in my lap. Probably going to be a bit far away, but it's about as good as I can do. I'm at the run dialog. Narrator entered. Press enter.
Narrator window. Focus on welcome to narrator. Press any key on the keyboard to hear the corresponding key. Press Windows plus Alt plus F1 to review the full set of narrator commands. Press the tab key to navigate through the options.
Okay, because I've literally done nothing with the interface, so I'm going to see if I can switch back to Metro here.
Running programs. Narrator window. Start menu. Pane. Focus on Internet Explorer tile logo.png image. Non-selected. 1 of 10.
That is Metro. Start menu. Internet Explorer is selected. Got a bunch of blocks here.
Small.png image. Non-selected.
You can use the arrow keys to go through these items.
Not weather. Stocks. Tooltip. Control panel tile small.png.
For anyone who's not familiar, you can actually press Windows start key at any given time to return to the standard desktop. So we have the control panel that shows up here in Metro.
Non-selected, 4 of 10.
See what that does. First time launching control panel.
Open. Window. Focus on personalize. Window opened.
Let's look at personalize.
Customize your lock screen and user tile. Hyperlink. Users, lock screen, user tile, lock screen, IMG100, to users, lock screen, hyperlink.
Okay, I need to move narrator out of the way here.
Window, focus on lock screen, hyperlink. User tile, hyperlink.
Browse through my pictures.
Item picker window, focus on sample pictures, non-selected. One of one. Pictures. Libraries. Non-selected.
Need to look through my file system.
Local disk. C. Non-selected.
I have a Windows 7 installation here.
2 of 13. Users. Non-selected.
By the way, this is all non-Explorer interface. This is all Metro doing this.
Item. This location cannot be opened.
I guess we won't be doing that today.
Item picker window.
Because my file system is crypted on that volume and I forgot about it.
Users. Change your account or add new ones. Wireless. Turn wireless and airplane mode on or off.
That's right. There's airplane mode in Windows 8 built into the interface. And the first time you run the Windows setup, you will actually be asked, very much like on iOS 5, to set up your primary wireless access point if you have a wireless access adapter. Let's go to notifications.
Notifications. Choose if apps notify you when something's happening. Privacy. Control how apps use your personal
information. I'm just going through the items in the control panel. General.
General. Change time zone and keyboard settings. Or refresh your PC.
Sorry. Search settings.
Search. Pick what / where you want to search. Or delete your history.
Share.
Pick the apps you use to share stuff. Or delete your history.
They actually use the word stuff.
Send. Pick the apps you use to send stuff to devices.
And here's the big bad evil, ease of access.
Ease of access, make your PC easier to use.
Hyperlink. Let's see what devices does.
Devices.
Hyperlinks visually show as a part of the Metro interface and are actually very button and table cell-like in appearance. Home group.
Home group. Share libraries and devices with others on your home group. Hyperlink.
Windows update.
Windows update. Get the latest updates for your PC. Hyperlink.
And more settings.
More settings.
More settings shows up the Windows 7 style control panel in the desktop view.
Explorable text.
Anyway, that should give you a very good basic, at least of what the synth sounds like. I will do more at some point in the future, I'm sure.